Smith's Panic. I should leave it all to you this morning.
You really should. Yeah. That was abysmal.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's come off the back of it. You could...
Hang the DJ, Morrissey. Maybe we should, but maybe...
It's not Morrissey, it's not Hang the DJ, it's actually called Panic.
No, I was speaking to Morrissey as if he were in the studio. I was doing a nice meta-textual thing.
You know, if you're Steve Rant in the afternoon, maybe that's a good link. But over here on The Little Show, start again, please.
As the Smiths and Panic...
there's no need to do it like that under duress, is there?
Well,
what a
you
frosty
know,
way to come off the back
the
of
the joy out of it for me.
Sing Zang Zulu.
Sing Zang Zulu.
Christian, the chat. Got the chat from my mum when I was 10. She went into way too much detail. This, I think, is a better way to do it. Rather than give me the talk, my parents gave me an anatomy book and marked the relevant pages. Passive parenting at its finest. Hannah in Staffordshire. P.S. Single father has been absolutely brilliant.
Thank you very much.
Not seen it because that Downton Abbey. Downton Abbey. If you just tuned in, by the way, Eddie dropped a huge clang earlier, which poor Eddie, I think he's still reeling from. He heard us having a joke at the beginning of the show about Downton Abbey and how good it was, obviously because David is up against it with Single Father. Which
well, not up against it. You know, well, happy to...
He's up against it.
We complement each other on a Sunday night.
That's right, totally. Watch one and record the other.
Exactly.
You know, and it's the last one this...
Yeah, episode four concludes.
Does she come back from beyond the grave to say, why did you do that?
Well, you'll have to wait and see.
I'll be watching it.
Yeah.
Downton
Will
Abbey.
You? Will and, you, though?
And Eddie came in and went, my wife loves Downton Abbey. And then went, no, seriously, she's a really big fan. Misheard Downton Abbey and David thinking he was in it. I feel so sorry for it. I don't think he'll ever come back from this. We've got the latest news and sport next on Absolute Radio, and then we're into the bit David must have been dreading. Whenever David comes on, we always make him get involved in some terrible bit of acting.
Yeah.
Richie has written the script. We're going to do a reenactment of Copacabana by Barry Manilow to find out what really happened.
Oh dear.
As I'm saying that out loud, it doesn't make any sense. The Christian O'Connell